This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper says the U.S. and South Korean militaries are considering a reduction in training exercises on the Korean Peninsula as South Korea struggles to contain a coronavirus outbreak. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
U.S. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper says the United States and South Korean militaries are considering a reduction in training exercises on the Korean Peninsula as South Korea struggles to contain a coronavirus outbreak. Esper told reporters at the Pentagon Monday that he and his South Korean counterpart are considering scaling back command post training due to concerns about the coronavirus. 13 members of South Korea's armed forces have tested positive for coronavirus. Members of the armed forces are also facing canceled vacations and restricted movement while the disease is spreading. The number of coronavirus cases has jumped to 833 in South Korea, and the death toll has risen to 7. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
The Trump administration is putting together an urgent budget request to deal with the coronavirus outbreak. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The administration's already tapped into an emergency infectious disease rapid response fund and looked to transfer money from other accounts to fight the virus. A senior administration official says the White House will likely request more money this week. And while spokesman Hogan Gidley would not confirm that,
we have aggressively worked to combat the spread of this virus, tried to prevent it as best we could from coming into this country.
House Democrats want the Health and Human Services Department to request money for speeding vaccine development, boosting lab capacity, and beefing up entry point screenings, though the White House is unlikely to approve all the money the department wants. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And for more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, or on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Legal action has been taken in the tragic death of basketball legend Kobe Bryant. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has the story.
The widow of Kobe Bryant has sued the owner of the helicopter that crashed in fog and killed her husband and her 13-year-old daughter last month. The wrongful death lawsuit filed by Vanessa Bryant in Los Angeles says the pilot was careless and negligent by flying in cloudy conditions January 26 and should have aborted the flight. The pilot was among the 9 people killed in the crash. The lawsuit was filed as a public memorial service for Brian and his daughter was being held at Staples Center. I'm Shelley Adler.
And Australia's prime minister said Tuesday Australia faces an unprecedented threat from espionage and foreign interference. Security Intelligence Organization Director General Mike Burgess didn't specify the countries behind the threats, but said there was even more to deal with now than during the Cold War.
ATO has uncovered cases where foreign spies have traveled to this country with the intention of setting up sophisticated hacking infrastructure, targeting computers to containing sensitive and classified information. We've seen visiting scientists and academics ingratiating themselves into university life with the aim of conducting clandestine intelligence collection. This strikes at the heart of the very notion of free and fair academic exchange.
OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma has started an ad campaign for claims. The AP's Ed Donahue has more.
The $23 million campaign is part of Purdue Pharma's bankruptcy proceedings. It's trying to resolve close to 3,000 lawsuits over the company's role in the opioid crisis. Online ads direct people to a website where claims can be made. Other versions of the ad will be seen later through various media to let people know they have until the end of June to file claims. Purdue has proposed a settlement that could be worth more than $10 billion over time. Purdue stopped making OxyContin 2 years ago. The heart of the lawsuits is the company promoted its drugs to doctors especially in misleading ways, downplaying risks and overstating benefits. I'm Ed Donahue.
Lawyers for movie mogul Harvey Weinstein promised they will appeal his conviction on charges of rape and sexual assault against 2 women. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Scarletta has more.
A jury of 7 men and 5 women took 5 days to find Harvey Weinstein guilty of sexually assaulting production assistant Mimi Haley at his apartment in 2006 and third-degree rape of a woman in 2013. Weinstein was found not guilty on the most serious charge, predatory sexual assault. Weinstein's lawyers said all sexual contact was consensual. Weinstein now faces more charges in Los Angeles. He's accused of raping one woman and sexually assaulting another on back-to-back nights during Oscars week in 2013. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
And this is VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, my mind. morning, Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot, rocking and beautiful sounds I'll be bringing to you from this great continent of Africa. And so I want you to put on your dancing shoes and get ready to rumble, because today it's going to be real hot. And we'll be taking out some of your messages from Facebook and from the emails. And so I want you to get ready. We're starting off with Pray by Chill Out from Liberia. Okay, and right after that, Detia by Soldier Love of Zimbabwe. And this handsome young man, Enal, of Cameroon, comes in with Casanova. But let's do the prayer right now with Liberian-born Chill Out.
Lord of mercy, we are the ones, yeah. New generation, we are the ones, yeah. Africa connection. AC5, yeah, me now. Liberia, pray for the motherland. Sajum, pray for our motherland. Nairobi, pray for our motherland. Africa, pray, let's pray. Pray for your motherland. Make we stop the hate. Make we come together. Yeah, yeah. Pray for your brother, man. Showing one love. Cause unity is the way. God is the way. Yeah, yeah. Everywhere I go, I see people fighting. For no reason, every radio station giving wrong news for no reason. But I just want to say this to you. You got to speak to love. Love is the way. But when you get tired, c'est pas bon. Discrimination, c'est pas bon. La guerre, c'est pas bon. We need to pray for the ghetto. Pray for the widows. Pray for the blind. We need to pray for this nation. Pray for your people. Stop all the crime. I go jung, I go shy, I go praise the love. Yeah, yeah. Send me from the evils and the sins of the world. Yeah, yeah. Jehovah God never let me die. Save my life, make back my shrine. He got power over serpents. Power over serpents. He's the God of vengeance. God of vengeance. See me as a brother, man. See her as a sister. Yeah. Let's pray for our mother.
the president. Pray for your government. Yeah, yeah. Pray for the sick people who don't have no care. Yeah, yeah. We got people, but they not care. Yeah, yeah. They got other reaches, but they don't really care. No way. We got to come together. Unity is better. Yeah, yeah. See me as a brother. See her as a sister. Yeah, yeah. She got no reason thinking her in the corner. Situation thinks she gotta do what she gotta do. Somebody pray for her so she can change. She wanna be somebody that can be up. Pray, yeah, pray, yeah, pray for your mother.
Losing control. One day you go for Kapusta Chadona, Sakawa Gara Wapawana.
On the Kawani Yaputalina get that cut. What you think is that? Put it in a dodge cut. When you get Gandhina to Pomazin and Bachka, you'll have to give another good one in a picture. On the Kawani Yaputalina get that cut. What you think is that? Put it in a dodge cut. When you get Gandhina to Pomazin and Bachka, you'll have to give another good one in a picture. Okay, that's Kansas, you're Kataka. As the Janina, the Opanaka, who got someone that's over there. And now Gaza, peace, 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 I said, baby, baby, no figure. He no figure. Go, man, no figure. Chaputiga. She back here. I mean, he no figure. But I'm here. I am a shua. I said, oh, you are the one who can get
And let's take this
message now. It says, hello, David. I am Timothy J. Masse of Liberia. I am really enjoying the African beat. Well, thank you very much, Timothy. And another message from Brewersville City, Montserrado County in Liberia, comes from Austin Bill Masakoy. It says, you have glued me to my radio this morning, David. Real African beats filling my heart and brain. Thank you for making my morning so great. Well, thank you so very much, Austin B. Masakoy of Brewerville City, Montserrado County in Liberia. Let's enjoy Casanova with Stanley Enow from Cameroon. Oh. Stanley Enow from Cameroon, and before that, Detia by Suja Love of Zimbabwe, and Pray by Chill Out of Liberia. This is the African beat on the Voice of America, and I am yours truly, David Vandy, right from Washington, D.C., bringing you all the beautiful sounds from the continent. I'll be right back. Don't go away.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African beat on the Voice of America. It's hot, and it's good to go.
Welcome back. The African beat on the Voice of America. More good music coming to you, but let's take some more messages. And this one says, hello, the pride of Africa, David Bwake Vandy. You made me dance live in this hot sun out here in Juba, South Sudan, from 12 noon to 1 p.m. every day. Turn down what? Come on now. I'm not going to turn it down. I'm going to bring it up. Love from Juba City, the Kingston of Africa. And I'm yours truly, Achini William. Well, Achini, I love you guys out there in Juba. So let's keep the dance floor open, all right? And another message here says, Dear David Vandu, I am enjoying your music every day. Yes, thank you for your African vibrations. Please play a nice piece of music for me and warm regards to all those listening to the African beat. I am Solomon Tasema from Addis Ababa in Ethiopia. Well, thank you so very much for those beautiful messages, and I'll be right back. But let's go to music now as we bring you Man Like Me. This one is done by Firewoods featuring Boss L.A.J., all from Sierra Leone. And right after that, My Honey by Nanaya of Ghana and Kuanchetang by G. Dinkas of South Sudan. So Achini William from South Sudan and Juba, if you are all listening out there, I'll be dedicating that song to you. Kuonja Ting, G. Dinkas of South Sudan. But let's go to the top right now with Man Like Me by Firewoods featuring Boss L.A.J. from Sierra Leone.
I don't need a rush, but I figure you deserve a black touch. Cause I know that you never had some. I need a man like me. We're gonna change if you tell us a sugar. I need a man like me. We're gonna follow you like a tweeter. I need a man like me. We're gonna buy the ring for your finger. I need a man like me. Need a man like me. I need a man like me. Need a man like me. Need a man like me. Every time a relationship, when you be thinking it's better off to quit. But hey, we don't come on too far. You know, say.
The African beat. And this message says, Good day, my brother David. I want you to play my favorite music from Sierra Leone right now, and one of the best African artists as well. And that is Firewoods featuring L.A.J. and the song titled Man Like Me. And this is from Shylock in Lunge, Sierra Leone. Thank you very much, Shylock, for writing, okay? Enjoy your song.
We're gonna change if you tell us a sugar. We need a man like me. We're gonna follow you like a tweeter. We need a man like me. We're gonna buy the ring for your finger. We need a man like me. 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 Why you dealing with the best guy? Find lots for more, always fly. Swag on point like aura. Try to put me back, put me like born aura. Yeah, the bad, you the baddest. Bring the face, mama, you're so blessed. Shock you with a problem. Money, not a problem. And if they got one, then I'm a problem. If they can try to holler, then it's a problem. I hate the bracket, but I just got you. Just a step on my defense, never so got you. Give up a pint, seven, but a little one. Self made it, they just suck to one. Got receipt for my cars. I'm a order, sick with the buzz. Your favorite, but you need it, my like me. I'm gonna disclaim, but it's not like me. Why can go wrong, so I stay like it. Clip the rage, one and others, one and others, pay my rent. They stick with the boy with the big that keeps. Swat the way jokes and the key. I'm on the dog with the way the business is in my mind. The boy says it's ready to go work for me. Come on, need a man like me. We're gonna change if you tell us a sugar. We need a man like me. We're gonna follow you like a tweeter. We need a man like me. We're gonna buy the ring for your finger.
Like me, I'ma take it when you want. Voice of America.
I love your show, baby.
Listen, they call me Manyawanda. If you don't know my name, Manyawanda. They collaborate. Now this cowboy I got for my date. They call him Jake. So wahala, make it separate. All this time I dedicate. This boy know to appreciate. He go jubilate. When I give him money, he go celebrate. Oh, I'm ready, baby, oh. Boy, he a different Rashid Makumo. Oh, didn't he know he a Remy fool? Everyone they call him Pedro. I call him my honey.
Tonga one day, I get in. Tonga leg, it and I
Jidin Kas of South Sudan, and before that, My Honey by Nanaya of Ghana, and Man Like Me by Firewoods featuring Boss LAG of Sierra Leone. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am yours truly, David Vandy, here in Washington, D.C. Don't go away, I'll be right back with more music for you.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
Welcome back to the show that brings happiness into your homes, and we fly across wherever you are. We come there, we knock on your doors, we meet you in your cabs, in the taxi cab, whatever you're doing in the nightclub, we will play the music for you, because the power of the beat is in the African beat. And remember that every sound of the drum that you hear is an African beat. And so let's take this message from James Ukum of Benue State in Nigeria. James is saying, keep it up, David. Keep it up, because we are here and we're enjoying you. And salute straight out of Sierra Leone in Africa. This one is coming from Egerton T. Kamara. Thank you very much, Egerton. And another message says, hi, David. I am Jish Ashu from Takum Taraba State in Nigeria. I am a long-time listener. I really enjoy your show every night before going to bed. I can't have enough of you, David. You are the father of African music. I love you. Well, thank you so very much. And now let's play some music for our people out there. And hey, this is by the legendary Miata Fambule of Liberia. And this one is called The Big C. And you know, I was talking to her a few weeks back, and I asked her, I said, Auntie Miata, what is the Big C? What is the C for? And she says, corruption. Corruption. Corruption, David. Corruption is an endemic. It is embedded into the people out there. And so listen carefully wherever you are. This is The Big C by Miata Fambule of Liberia. And right after that, Alimatu by Kunle Eagle, a young Nigerian musician. And Bakwetu by the legendary Papa Wemba, gone but not forgotten of the DR Congo. But The Big C right now, corruption, Miata Fambule sings for you. Listen to this.
Bole, 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 it's all in the game.
It's all in the game.
Here, there, and everywhere.
Here, there, and everywhere.
The people keep on crying.
The people just keep on crying.
And we go, we
know
it. You're the people.
You're
the people.
abuse and trafficking. Violence against women and rape. Light and water. Sanitation. Health and education. Jobs and employment. Equal rights and justice. Truth and honesty. Peace and harmony. Nationalism and patriotism.
Michael, you're listening to The African Beat, the hottest African music show on The Voice of America with David Bandy.
Let's take this message. It says, "Hello, David. I like to use this medium to say thanks for the job well done. And your show gives me a vivid understanding of Africa's music." This is from Ambrose O. Egorume, a Nigerian living in Liberia. Well, thank you very much, Ambrose. And let's keep this one going. "Hello, Mr. David. I am Prince Ansumana Bokari from Sierra Leone. I like the music you play. May God bless you for promoting our African artists. Thank you so much. I'm from Kano, the land of diamonds." Thank you very much, Ansumana Bokari. And now let's enjoy some music. "Bakwetu" by Papa Wemba is your song. Bakwetu, Papa Wemba of the DRC, and right before that was Alima 2 by Kunle Eagle of Nigeria, and Big C, Corruption by the legendary Miata Fambule of Liberia. This is your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America, broadcasting Mondays through Fridays on 0905 and 2005 UTC, right after the news. And on Saturday and Sundays, catch me live from South Sudan. I'm David Van Der Heer in Washington, and I'll be right back.
Remember, every sound of the drum that you hear is an African beat, and this is the sounds of Africa.
African beats.
And now let's get back to music. Bijir Bajar by Oh Boy and Gambian Child of the Gambia. And right after that, Danko by Yusundo of Senegal featuring Akon, and Bubbly Bubbly by Frankie Joe of Rwanda. But Bijir Bajar, we're going to play right now for all of you out there in the Gambia, and keep listening to the African beat.
Yes, honey, man.
Thank you.
before that, Danko by Youssou N'Dour of Senegal featuring Akon, and Biji Bajar by Oh Boy and Gambian Child of the Gambia. Well, I'm sure you've had a wonderful time with me today, and with all of these, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Till we meet again, I am David Van Der Heer in Washington. Say bye-bye.